I won't be before you long. But this intro is coming out strong. Shout out to the hoodie man. What's really goody, man? They were more stacked than a cookie man. Ay. Most ignorant man in the hood. 330, throw it up. What's good? Battle rap recap, dynamic duo, Waybird, Wave Gang, understood. I'm the best, better ask around. If you don't think you can catch around, I get money all day doing intros. What you think? I sit around and do nothing, you out your mind. But it ain't about me, so hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. And most importantly, put your hoodie up.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie. I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
What's good? What's good? What's good? It's the most ignorant nigga in the hood, the Hoodie Man, featuring
El Presidente, Commander in Chief, Waveberg Slim, and y'all not gonna like this one. I'm just gonna say it right now.
Fuck math. Fuck math, Hoppa. Fuck my expert opinion. Fuck all that shit. Listen, it's two things that I don't condone
about it.
Fake ass shit and double standards. And here's my thing. How dare you tell a motherfucker what you expect in a battle when you done punch niggas? Done expose niggas' clothing lines.
Let's go.
You done talked about niggas on your media channel.
Let's go.
What the fuck are you talking about? And you're really that salty that Chubby Jag exposed, I can't even say exposed, my bad, ladies and gentlemen, shed light on a situation we already knew.
Facts.
And your feelings are fucking hurt. Talk about, it's a family issue. What if motherfuckers think battle rap is real? Motherfuckers who think battle rap is real is the same motherfuckers who still think wrestling is real. They're not here anymore, bro. Shut the fuck up. Nobody don't want to hear that bullshit. Because at the end of the day, whether it was real or not, you put yourself in a situation to be around a female to be accused of rape. Well, that's like, I don't want to hear you talk about what a person shoulda, coulda, woulda said, and how you 3-0'd a nigga, and how you feel like the battle rap community is not going to want to listen because what he did. Who the fuck are you?
Talk to this nigga.
When the fuck you speak up for us? When do you, nigga, when you say my expert opinion, the key word is yours, bitch. You don't speak for me. I am the Hoodie Man. I am the most ignorant nigga in the hood. And the people who love me want to hear the truth. And here it is. You're a shitty battle rapper.
Uh-huh.
You're a shitty person.
That's a fact.
And most importantly to me, out of all of this, you are a shitty friend. I would never in life leave El Presidente stranded on any endeavors that I was doing media-wise.
Talk to him.
If he can't be brought upon, I don't want to go. Don't ask me for no face-off. Don't ask me for shit. If I can't bring my dynamic duo compadre. When I came in watching Battle Rap, known you for keeping a bald head Mexican wannabe Puerto Rican ass nigga next to you.
Facts.
You start a fucking media show.
Talk to
and
the nigga.
You add knowledge.
Because he had a camera.
Sports, shout out to Hip Hop Is Real. Misfit. And a special guest. And the nerve of you to not even hit Cortez up for a barber shop chair is ridiculous to me.
It's not even his shop.
Rather watch your friend struggle in battle rap, something that is way surpassed him.
It's over. Letting him
sit down in a fucking barber chair with you and talk about something he used to be good at.
He can't get a haircut, but he can talk.
This shit is fucking ridiculous. Then you put his battle rap sister, because I don't know if they're really blood, but you put his battle rap sister in his place.
That's weak.
Super weak. And you know what it makes me think? You trying to fuck Misfit.
He that twisted.
You trying to fuck Misfit. Do I know if she would let you or not? Only time will tell. But you trying to fuck Misfit.
Mr. Fit.
And this ain't allegedly. This is something I know. Do you know how low it is to stifle your best friend's so-called brother to fuck their baby sister?
Brother.
You're disgusting.
That's a fact.
You're disgusting. I'm so appalled.
You're dirty dude.
Thrill again for the great interview. Camera work was amazing. Y'all kept it on his ashy ass lips. Y'all didn't let him turn away, hiding ashy ass knuckles, any of that. Shout out to Hip Hop Is Real, man. The HD quality is amazing. This motherfucker needs to be stopped.
It's time. It ends tonight.
I don't want no more battles from you. I don't want to hear you speak. I don't
no care more.
About your channel. I don't care about your blogs. I don't care about your face. I don't care about nothing you stand on because you're dirty.
Dirty dude.
I would never stifle someone that I consider my best friend, tag team partner. And I have a whole channel. And it'd be different if you didn't have Misfit on there, who's also his compadre. So it hurts even more to not have him. I don't care if he ain't want to be on there. What choice do the nigga have? He can't battle rap.
A rug muncher. You're
holding that. Got a sister on there.
Brother.
You a sly dude. Trying to get hit with the strap on, huh?
Dirty dude.
This nigga trying to get a dirty Sanchez. Anyway, fuck that nigga Mav Hoffa. Fuck everything he stand on. Justice for Kiki. And Kiki, I ain't gonna lie. If you lying, I don't even care. Because you almost did me a favor and you got rid of a nigga who sucks in battle rap. I don't want him to go to jail. I don't. I don't want him to go to prison. I don't want none of that. I just want him away from battle rap.
Culture vulture.
You almost got this nigga out of the community, Kiki. It was a nice try. You almost got him. But don't worry. We're going to get him the fuck up out of here. We know he's a
It's parent. Time to go. It's time to go.
Going to talk about what Chubby Jackson has said. And do you remember what you did to Hollow, you soft-ass nigga? You sensitive ass nigga. The battle rap community is negative. You talking about me like that. Because they don't know what's real and what's not. And shut your bitch ass up.
Stealing on niggas and shit.
You punch niggas. I don't think niggas signed up for that.
You didn't even knock Jones out and you stole on him.
Then when Jones wanted to smoke with your bitch ass, oh no, nah, man, I don't want it.
And text don't come man. Out, you. I'm you a family man.
Wait, Berg Slim, give us your take, man. He a bitch ass nigga to me. That's all I was getting y'all to understand. He a bitch.
That's a whole fact, bro. My take, bruh, this dude did all this capping. When it was Mike P and Ryder, oh, he was all for Ryder talking all this stuff about old boy and his old lady. And now when the shoe is on his foot, oh, no, you can't do that. You coming at a black man. You all this, you all that. Bruh, he didn't say nothing new. He exposed not one thing. You expose yourself. You got up there, you couldn't, I mean, you sat up there, he's spitting stuff that you have already heard, you already know about. An innocent man, and I'm not saying you guilty, but an innocent man would have heard that, been like, oh man, you know what, this dude's spitting some lies. I ain't even worried about this. When he finished, you dap him up. Hey, good shit, my boy. See you on the next one. Good luck. This is a non-story. You want to walk off while he's spitting them bars to you. Something hurt, bro. And that type of hurt comes from you not being secure in that story you told about them smoothies. I'm not saying you guilty, but I know you not secure in it. That's all it could be. You saying all this about advertisers and all that? Nah, bro. This story been out for months. If there's an advertiser that's looking to invest in Math Hoffa, they will have done their due diligence. They will have looked into your past. They will have heard about this already. What your boys say in this battle does not matter. It's already out. Once it hits the internet, it's into the world. Once it's into the world, your advertisers already know. Before they consider you, they're going to look you up. So that's why I'm not feeling that story. You want to say this about, oh, your family watching. Well, Kiki already exposed this. It's already out. Them hearing it again doesn't matter. They already, you should have already given them the talk to ignore it. Which leaves only one thing, bro. Something about that story, something about Kiki, Queen Kiki, Kiki Hardbody, whatever you calling her, something about that makes you feel insecure. Something about that hurts you.
I'll tell you what it is, brother.
What is it, bro?
And shout out to Wade Berg Slim because he kept it so true.
He don't we got to keep.
He don't believe you did it. I believe you did it. I believe you did it. I'm not calling you a rapist. It's such thing as accidental rape. Doesn't mean it's right, but you did it. Reason why I believe you did it is because. Any man who hears a lie brushes it off.
That's a fact.
This wouldn't even bother you. Even when they mention this in court, it wouldn't bother you because you know deep in your heart and with the facts that you can present, you did not do nothing to that woman.
Talk.
So what he said, shedding light on a situation we already knew,
he didn't say nothing
that much, you might not be as sure about the situation that you're trying to make us believe.
He didn't say nothing new.
So I look at it as, am I calling Mav Hoffa a rapist? No. Let me clarify that again. This is not what our channel does. We don't call people shit unless we know for a fact.
Unless we know it.
But I will say this. You're looking very guilty right now.
Very shaky.
If courtroom had VIA satellites, where they could watch their suspects on the daily and got to see that battle and him saying that and how you reacted. Oh my gosh. I'd be like, ooh, we got a case.
We got one.
We got one. So I just want you to understand. I don't like you. I don't like you as a battle rapper. I don't. As a person, if you out here raping bitches, I don't like you for that either. But I don't know if you raping bitches, but we'll find out soon. But as a battle rapper, you must go. You are no better than Cortez. And the fact that you won't give Cortez a plate in media upsets me.
Facts. And not only that, bro, you're not only not better than Cortez, you're no better than Mike Pete. You're no better than Danny Myers and his old lady. You're no better than Charlie Clips Pops. All this stuff being exposed, bro. And at the and even while I'm saying that, you weren't exposed. All it was talked about. He talked about it, bro.
And you cried.
Were not exposed.
And you cried like a bitch.
Facts. Advertisers. Nigga, the advertisers already know. The community already knows. Smack already knows. ARP already knows. This is not a secret.
Mm-mm.
This is not a secret.
Then look at, hey, shout out to us being a podcast. I'd rather be a podcast. I don't want to be a blogger because bloggers do a lot for the community and don't get the respect they deserve. And I also feel like with that
shout
being
out to the said, bloggers, yo.
Is me about to say this.
Outside of Simp's point of view. Fuck you, nigga.
Yeah. Fuck Simp's point of view. Nigga, if I ever see you in Ohio, I'll slap the shit out you, nigga. Yeah, I'm in Ohio, and I will slap the shit out you if I ever see you, nigga, on hoodie. I will slap the fuck out you. Holy shit, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
From what one Simp to the next.
man, I will slap the shit out of it. Anyway, what I was trying to say is that even Math got to understand that nobody jumped to your defense but the bloggers.
That's a fact.
It was Angry Fan, Piper Boy, and one other dude. I can't even think of on top of the head. And they were speaking on maybe Kiki lying, maybe Kiki, you know what I'm saying? They persuade the Battle Rap community to believe that Kiki was a dirtball. To the point they cancel Kiki. You haven't seen Kiki at no battles. You ain't seen her nowhere. She can't do nothing in the community. But here's my issue with the whole situation. I have a daughter.
Let's go.
Now, I can understand if a woman was raped, even though Kiki went about it the wrong way, and I'm not acknowledging she did it the right way. She was very filthy in how she presented it. But I know women who keep it to themselves. I know women who are afraid, shy, timid, don't really want to talk, don't even want to be around this significant other.
Let's go.
That to them. And what Math got to understand is if you wanted to prove your point that Kiki was just a liar, that battle was it. When
That's
he
a fact.
Wasted his round, how you feel, Mav Hoffa, doing that, you could have shrubbed that shit off and killed him with your third and walk off and still don't shake his hand like, bro, you know you corny for that, but I won the battle anyway. It don't matter. And that'd have been the end of it. But you're salty. Because when
Facts.
People see that, you know their perception is going to be, oh, yeah, I forgot that nigga was a rapist. That's why you mad. You mad because you really believe the battle rap community forgot that you...
That's all it is.
And you was almost there until this almost. Nigga brought it back. And when people see this battle, they're going to remember that you did attempt to rape Kiki, allegedly. So to me, it's more like, Mav, I get it. You saw me. You had a minute where it was just my expert opinion. Wasn't nobody calling you out on no rape. People was actually talking to you about battles again. It felt normal.
Mm-hmm.
It never be normal to you, nigga. You got accused of touching a bitch. You got to finish that situation out, whether it's on the good side or the bad. Whether you win the case or you go to prison, nigga. Deal with it. Quit being a bitch.
Right.
Because listen, you can talk about your family and all that now, but you wasn't thinking about your kids or your bitch when you was pounding this bitch.
Facts.
I hate when niggas be like, man, it's all in bed. I got to think about my family. Don't I want to hear that shit, nigga. When you was getting hit, you were thinking about your daughters. When you was getting head, you wasn't thinking about your wife, nigga. Fuck you mean, nigga? You was getting head. Like every nigga do. Fuck. I'm a loyal ass nigga. I love my woman, but if I got some head, the last thing I'm thinking about is her.
That's a motherfucking fact.
So the fact that you're going to try to sell me your family because you in trouble now.
Sympathy, like, nigga.
Oh, man. Thank you, Wayburn. No one wants that sympathy bullshit. Miss us with that shit. Want that shit.
Hell yeah. That's all it's about. Sympathy, bro.
Don't nobody. Man, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you like this, bro. All this shit was dead and gone. Everybody in the Battle Rap community had Pat Kiki up, yo. All the bloggers. You get on Twitter, everybody Pat Kiki up. So Jag spitting that round would have been fell on dead ears to this community. This is not new, bro. This is not new. The moment you walked off when he was spitting that round, the moment you couldn't take it, it became a story again. You have no one to blame but Math Hoffa, bro. I'm not hearing anything this dude got to say. What you did that day told me the story. I'm like, why is this dude acting like that? Why is he acting like this is hurting him? Why is he acting like this is affects him? You should want a nigga to be spitting lies that are personals about you. You can walk away from that and be like, oh, you ain't had nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fact. You had nothing else to do but spit a lie. That should have been the way you won the battle, bro. But you walk off. You make this a story. Now, niggas got to unpack Kiki. Bruh. She got packed the fuck up.
You got to let her back in now. You got to. Because...
And it's because of him, bro. It's not even because of Jag. It's because of Math, bro. He did this.
You got to let her in because you reacting like that makes me wonder, is she lying?
Everybody open up your suitcases.
I didn't think, and I'm going to be realistic. When I first heard the story, I was emotional about it because, like y'all know, I always broadcast, I'm a father. So me putting my daughter in that situation just had me like, oh, yeah, I'm going to shoot that nigga. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck what the story is. But when I thought about it, you know what I'm saying? She was missing a couple points. He wasn't really elaborating on anything. So smoothies. I just had some bullshit. Like, it is what it is. Ain't nobody.
Had smoothies.
He's not going to say he raped her. She's not going to be like, I lied. So you might as well just toss that in the air and nigga, it's over with. No, it ain't no hope for that. You know what I'm saying? It was dead. But for a nigga to say it to you and you had that opportunity to keep it in the air.
Facts.
You let that bitch come right back down by being emotional, by being sensitive. Look at him. Emotional. You was, bro.
That's fuck, bro.
And I'm so pissed because El Presidente explain millions of reasons why you are the worst battle rapper and the worst person in the battle rap community. And at first, I used to want to brush it off because I remember what you used to be. But I'm not caught up in nostalgia, nigga. I ain't that type of nigga. I know who you is now. And who you is now is a filthy, dust bunny, ugly ass, wearing hoodies, trying to cover up that bald head when you should show it and be proud, nigga. Get on my damn nerves. I can't stand you, bruh. I can't stand you, bruh. I don't want no more content from you. I don't want no more battles. I would just rather you shut the fuck up until the Kiki situation is solved, until you quit so you can quit crying.
Facts.
Don't nobody want to hear you cry, bro, no more. Because there's people...
Done, rap, bro. Niggas done shit with that.
Bro, it's people in battle rap who get shit said to them that was way worse than that.
Facts.
And they don't cry about it. So to hear you cry... You just, how you go from bully to bitch? But then it makes sense because in a lot of Disney movies, T-Top said it. Does become a bitch.
T-Top said it. Went from bully to bitch. In the Tag Stone situation, went from bully to bitch, bro.
Bully to bitch.
That's this nigga whole MO. From bully to bitch. This nigga was just caping for Ryder. Oh yeah, Ryder can say that shit. And now when the shit turned back around on him, on some stuff that ain't even new, bro. This is some old stuff. Now you wanna, oh, he shouldn't have used that. He tearing down a black man. He doing all this. Nah, my nigga. You should have been good with that. You should have been, matter of fact, you should have been great with that.
Stupid.
This nigga spitting some old bars. This nigga talking about a situation that don't exist no more. You should have been great with that W. Oh yeah, I definitely got the third because he had no material. He had to go to something that was done. And instead, you turn it into a story, my nigga, which tells me you have some guilt in your heart, bro. That's the only way that could affect you.
And why would you have guilt if you had nothing to do with that? If you really got nothing to do with it, guilt would come from you not wanting to be there to either help the situation or hurt the situation. That's where your guilt comes from. And this is what I mean, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a sadistic fuck, like what they show on the ID channel and you're listening to this, then you would be sorry you wasn't there because you couldn't inflict and cause more pain to the situation that was already there.
Facts, bro.
If you're a helpful person, which this guy's trying to portray, your guilt should come from, oh, I wasn't there to save Kiki in her time of need, and I knew where she was. You never said that, brother. She accused you of being that guy. And the worst part about it is you walking away from that real nigga talk spoke volumes. It don't matter to me what you said in the third. You hate me because everybody looking at that, but it don't matter what you said in the third. If that happened in the third and that was just how you were supposed to end it, you didn't have to battle like that. Because I don't know how the sequence went, ladies and gentlemen. But if Chubby Jag was going last in the third and Mav had to
he
said, fuck it, and he had to walk away, well, then guess what? You still a bitch because he ain't walk away from nothing you said, nigga. Bully the bitch, nigga.
And this right here, bro. This is the point I want to get across. The word no, and I'm not equating this to Math Hoffa, so everybody that's out there listening, the word no does not resonate to a rapist. The word stop does not resonate to a rapist, bro. They feel like they above that. You cannot tell me no. I'm going to do what I want to do. What you feel doesn't matter. I don't care. And what we have described, matter of fact, not even what we described, what this dude has described in himself is a dude that feel like, okay, I can punch Dose. I can punch Sirius Jones. I can expose Hollow. None of this equates to me, though. I can do this to them, but they can't do this to me. He, in his mind, what he did is not wrong, but what was done to him is wrong. No does not mean anything to this guy. We cannot say to him, nah, bro, what Jag did was perfectly legal in the battle rap community. On that stage, he is allowed to lie on you. Point blank. Verb mama been a dyke for the past 10 years. Stop me when I'm lying. Verb mama has been a dyke for the past 10 years. Not one time has Verb walked off stage while that was being said.
Not once.
Knowing damn well his mama fine as fuck and love her some meat.
Shout out to Verb mama.
Shout out to A-Verb Mama. But when this quote-unquote lie was told about you, you walked off the stage. Mm. Oh, you couldn't take it. Mm. The advertisers. Oh, my kids don't want to hear this. Like, nigga, they've already heard it. This is not new info, bro. All I'm saying is that's not the real reason this man walked off. Because his kids have already heard about it. The advertisers already know about it. I don't care if it was shed light on again. Because if it's a lie, it don't matter. We've already explained how Verb Mama being a dyke is a lie. Does Verb walk off? No. But this hurt you, bro. This hurt you. I want everybody to go grab their luggage. I want everybody to go ahead and unzip that thing. I want everybody to unpack Kiki, shake it, and lay her back on the dresser. Because she don't need to be packed up. This nigga did not admit guilt on the date of that battle. But damn it, he damn sure made it look like it.
Listen. Actions speak louder than words. And my brother hit the nail on the coffin. You can't tell me from what y'all saw, what I saw, what any casual viewer would see. A lack of sportsmanship means so many things.
So much.
So many things. But in this situation, if it was a lie, you could laugh it off. You could be like, huh, nigga, I'll give y'all an example. If a motherfucker was on a rape case of any age, of any gender, of any time, and it was a lie that was perpetuated by people that live next door because they just hate this motherfucker, he should never get mad if they bring it up. Let alone they don't got proof that he does any of the actions that they
it's
say.
It's a lie. It can't be proved.
But if he hears the shit and get all emotional like Mike P, but then walk off like Mav Hoffa, what are you supposed to think?
That shit look wild crazy.
Don't it look like he's caught? Like, let's call the law enforcement because this
like,
nigga.
Damn, bro, why you bringing that up?
Like, so I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, Mav, if you didn't rape Kiki, more power to you. But if you want to know the hoodie man's belief on my half of the greatest tag team podcast duo in the world, a dynamic duo, I will say that I believe that you didn't rape her, but you sexually harassed her. And I won't say allegedly after that. I can't call it rape because I don't know what happened.
Thanks.
I will be factual. I don't know what was where, when it was put in, and why, nor do I care. What I do care about is you being sensitive in a sport where the purpose of the sport is to say sensitive things to your opponent to push a narrative to make your fans either believe or think it was fire. You being emotional could make the weakest bar hit harder than it ever could anywhere
else. That's a whole fact, bro.
And people don't understand that. A nigga could say, Cat in the Hat, black sack with a flat. And if that nigga cries about it,
that shit hurt.
You know that stupidity hit a nerve.
You had a black cat die on you.
Something in that gibberish that was said struck a nerve. And the fact that it struck a nerve will always make that bar hit way more than it ever should. Do you know in battle rap history how many weak ass bars have gotten off because of the emotion of their fucking opponent, the reaction of their fucking opponent, and the reaction of you walking off, the most despicable thing you could do in battle rap. May that bar probably going to be played in clips 10 years from now.
Bro, does this nigga not realize Kiki was packed the fuck up?
Yeah! That's the worst part. You reopen a package, you closed. You wanted it closed, it was closed, and you said, fuck it.
It was done. It was done. Nobody believed her. Everybody calling her a liar. Nobody trying to hear what she got to say.
None.
She making these posts about being a survivor. Niggas is ignoring it, bro. You made all of that re-relevant. You did that.
Y'all go unpack Kiki.
It's time to unpack her, bro.
Go unpack her.
I ain't saying to say that Math is guilty. I'm just saying it's time to open up the suitcase and unfold Kiki and throw her back on the dresser.
What my brother is saying is until we got the factuals,
that's it.
There is no need.
That's all I'm saying.
Her up in a package where she doesn't belong, and her and Mav is technically in the same boat. I ain't saying forgive Kiki, just unpack her.
Just unpack her.
Let her be free. You ain't got to forgive her. Just be like, we don't fuck with you, but we ain't gonna shun you because Mav kind of made himself look guilty in the last battle.
He kind of make himself look crazy.
And I know Mav rebutted all of this is, oh, listen to these lames making stories and shit out of moments in battle rap.
You made the story, nigga.
Listen, you sensitive ass piece of shit. I'm gonna say this one time.
Talk to him.
Because I'm off the Hennessy. And a nigga really feeling himself.
Yeah.
Wow, realistic. Matthew, bitch. Nobody don't want to hear all that cry since you went and went. Everybody in the community has their purpose. Your purpose used to be battle rap, but you suck at that. So then you went to blogging, and you also suck at that. That's why you got co-stars around. You got more than one. So you can't bring smoke to the dynamic duo. I only need one. I only need one nigga to keep it real with me.
Two nigga.
5 million, 6 million niggas all in my ear like, yo, hoodie man, hoodie man, hoodie man. Shut the fuck up. You, on the other hand, you need them. They don't need you. That's why half of them got their own damn media. That's popping way more than yours.
That's real.
Even
real.
Though Eminem will say, oh, yeah, I'll fucks with that. Shit, that don't mean it.
He brought in dude because he had a camera.
What niggas don't understand is, no diss to Eminem, but let's be realistic, y'all. It's not like this is the early 90s where if Eminem was following your shit, you would just run to it. This ain't the TRL era. It's not. It's over with. The era is gone. Eminem is fire, but he's not. What's the word I'm looking for? He's not main attraction like how he used to be. He's not, oh, Eminem just dropped the album, we gotta go. It's not
that's
that.
Done. That's done.
That's what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. So with that being said, I don't feel like, oh my God, Eminem said your shit's fire. I don't care. I don't care, nigga. You're nasty until proven otherwise. You need to get your act together. Figure out who the fuck you really is. Right now, I don't know. But I ain't gonna hold y'all too long. You know what I'm saying? We almost at the limit. Slim, let them know how you feel, man, and you can send us out, my brother.
My brother, all I got to say is Mav Hoffa is the reason this stuff is being brought back up. If Jag was spitting stuff that's not relevant, he's spitting stuff that doesn't mean anything, then you don't need to be walking off, bro. You've been through enough wars to know that's how it goes. You was just taking up for Ryder and that whole piece or whatever that was. But here you are when it comes down to you, the rules don't apply to you. And you know what? Rules also don't apply to rapists, but I'm not saying that you are one. All I'm saying is practice what it is you saying, bro. Be who you say you are. Other than that, man, I ain't got nothing else to say to this dude, bro. I'm like, I'm over this Mav Hoffa stuff. Cause he's the one that started this. I'm done.
Mav Hoffa, you a piece of shit. Just know that. You a piece of shit. Straight up. I don't like you. I think you a bitch ass nigga, and I'm gonna end it there. So I am the Hoodie Man. He is.
El Presidente, Waveberg Slim.
We are Wave Gang members. Shout out to the Wave.
Facts.
And Mav, please don't get booked no more. League owners, if you listen to this, don't book Mav. Facts. Please don't book him.
Done.
I'll pray. Just let him rot away. He a dirty ass friend, and I don't condone that. But with that being said, love, peace,
and chicken grease on hood.
We out this bitch.